Proclamation number 7368, dated the May 20th, 1959. Harmful consequences of misguided teachings. Misguided teachings will lead you humans into wrong thinking, and a wrong doctrine will always result in incorrect conclusions which, in turn, result in further wrong thoughts. A misguided teaching can rightly be called a satanic deception, for the thereby evolving thought structure extends to a point where it finally becomes so inextricable that a person will no longer be able to make head or tail of it himself. Given that error and falsehood can never result in light and clarity. Hence, every misguided teaching should be challenged, it should be corrected from the start before it can spread and confuse human thought. A misguided teaching could also be recognized as such if the human being endeavored to live in truth, because then he would only need to apply one measure, whether God's love, wisdom and power is evident in every doctrine. If there is the least bit of doubt about God's fundamental nature, which is love, wisdom and might, then the doctrine is wrong. And there are many such teachings which do not pass the test for truth, which do not testify of God's love, neither of his wisdom nor of his might, and therefore can flatly be rejected as misguided. But they're often particularly persistently endorsed because people are no longer interested in truth, they're indifferent as to whether they're living in error or in truth. They will never defend the truth equally obstinately, since they rather hold on to error. This, too, is a sign of the approaching end, that people are increasingly more indignant the more clarification they should receive, that they rather live in darkness and have no desire for light. And although some doctrines' falsehood is blatantly obvious, they reject every relevant explanation. But they darken their own spiritual state progressively more and will find it increasingly harder to return to the truth, because they simply do not want to do so and their will cannot be compelled. Consequently, every misguided teaching is a highly effective work of Satan, because people hold on to it. And there are many such misguided teachings which crept into the Gospel of Jesus Christ and which hardly can be presented as misguided teachings to people because they have no genuine desire for truth themselves. However, people do not want to hear that such misguided teachings have created a distorted image of God, although they would not be able to identify a God of love nor a God of wisdom and might, if they seriously cared to think about some of the teachings they adopted over a period of time as a result of custom or tradition and now defend as gospel. But they cannot love an imperfect God either. And if a teaching contributes towards the fact that God's love or wisdom is questioned, then it will not be possible for a person to wholeheartedly love him as the highest and most perfect being, and the right relationship of a child towards its father can never be established because the person is lacking proper trust. And therefore every person should reflect on what he is expected to believe. First he should examine everything which is given to him in form of the gospel, to what extent it agrees with God's perfection, and you would be surprised how many doctrines would seem dubious to you, and are indeed dubious if you study them with goodwill and a desire for truth. You could contribute much yourselves towards your enlightenment, but you have to want to live in truth. You have to ask God to illuminate your spirit and enable you to recognize what is right, to help you recognize misguided teachings as such and to disassociate yourselves from them. For only truth will bring you joy, whereas every error will confuse your thoughts and finally make it impossible for you to form a correct judgment. God is love, God is wisdom, and God is might. And if a doctrine does not testify of love, wisdom or might, it rightfully can be rejected as a misguided teaching, and a person, who genuinely desires it, will receive an explanation. Amen.